This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program, kind of a pre-Thanksgiving or early Thanksgiving, depending on what time of day you listen to the program. Jay Kirshner and Doug and James, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. Have a good, safe weekend. Enjoy yourself. Don't overdo anything. That's easy to say because we all pretty much overdo it, right? It's kind of a waste. Why even bother, right? Everybody overdoes it one way or another. I remember one Thanksgiving I really overdid it. I was sick. I had an upset stomach. I don't know what the heck I got. I obviously didn't just have mashed potatoes and corn, which is what my favorite is, but whatever I had. Sometimes, and this is sort of the warning that comes out of our conversations on the Food, Farm, and Family.com website, the things that you get may not be as good as you want them to be, not as fresh, and not as pure. So kind of keep your eye out and use your sense of smell and taste, that sort of thing. The idea of being grateful, the idea of Thanksgiving, the idea of expressing yourself. I think maybe some people think it has to be verbal, and maybe it should be. Thanks, yeah, Thanksgiving prayer, or we talk about the things that we're thankful for, and sadly it seems to be relegated to one part of the year. And this is the time from now until Christmas, people are all sort of in a better mood, and I think there's a sigh of relief, actually, because it looks like the situation one way or another may be sorting itself out in the Middle East. And so that's something that globalists want to feel good and secure, those are the sorts of things you can be thankful for. But I think if you can just be grateful and kind of wear it like a cloak, like a coat, and if you do, and it's obvious that you're thankful, it feeds everybody. It sort of exudes and goes, it'll be contagious. You know what I mean? It'll not only be about your life, but it'll be about other lives. And then, of course, we have to contend with Black Friday, which in my mind has been redefined since I remember talking about this, was it 40 years ago? When did the first Black Friday take place, those shopping festivities?
Oh, that is a good question.
I think it goes back 30 or 40 years anyway, when it was relegated to that one day, the day after Thanksgiving. And that would be the day traditionally that retailers would tell you they're finally in the black, and that's why it's called Black Friday. It has nothing to do with darkness or anything.
In the 1950s.
Was it in the 50s? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it had been, late 50s, something like that. So if you're looking around now, of course, everybody's abused it, and Black Friday lasts about 15 months.
Cyber Monday was a one-day thing, and then it started lasting the weekend, and then now Cyber Monday, people are like, we have to beat the Black Friday people, and meanwhile, let's celebrate Shop Small Saturday. Shop local.
Yep.
Shop small.
Thank you.
Family-owned.
Yep. You won't find me doing anything on Cyber Monday. I'm again that even if advertisers are supporting me by buying advertising on my program, I don't support it. I mean, I'm happy to give you the message, but I personally, I don't buy anything online. I just don't like it. And that sounds like some old coot, but I just resent, frankly, and it started actually not with what's online, but with Walmart coming across the country and, oh, this is great, Walmarts, they're fabulous, but they put everybody in town out of business. They put the drugstore out of business, they put the supermarket out of business, they put the hardware store out of business, they put all the local merchants gone, out of business. So, those
like
of you
a lot of, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, I just said those of you who think that the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'm sorry, I can't see it that way. But maybe I'm stuck in a time warp. Maybe I would like it to be simpler, more straightforward, a little bit, you know, we celebrate, say it again, Doug. There it is. We celebrate buying. It's sort of like a frenzy. Like we feel like we have to go buy stuff for somebody. We have to give a present to somebody. Why would you do that if you didn't really feel like you wanted it? Why give a present to anybody that you don't want to give a present to?
Driven by obligation as opposed to being driven by the heart. And I get the big box stores like Walmarts and Targets and all of that. It's quick. It's easy. It's a one-stop shop where you can go and get absolutely everything. You don't have to travel around. But a lot of times these small locally owned places, they have a lot of those brands and you get better service. Yep. You have better customer service. If something happens or breaks or you need to take it back for whatever reason, I feel like they are more helpful. But a lot of these shops and stores, they have more unique items, these one-of-a-kind gifts that are just absolutely incredible. And it just, I don't know, I feel like it is a better experience. A lot of times there is something with gift giving where I think we've gotten lost of viewing the person from whom we are buying the gift and something that maybe they want or they need, and we buy things we like and we think the other person will like it. It's almost this odd selfish motivation.
Don't you like this? That's like trying to set somebody up that you don't really know with a new date.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Because you want the credit for them liking something or the credit for introducing them to something. I actually thought of you, Doug, yesterday. I was driving around looking at the Christmas lights with my son, and there were so many Amazon vans on the road. I am talking late. He was up late. He had a hard time getting to sleep. And there were so many. I don't have the same problem you do. I don't notice them parking in the middle of the road. They all seem very courteous and move out of the way and park out of the way. But just the number, I'm talking like 10:30 p.m. at night. The number of Amazon drivers that were still out delivering everything.
Delivering stuff. Yep. All right. The acceptance of the terms of the agreement to settle things down in the Middle East for a little bit. Apparently the Israelis are acknowledging the reason they did it is because of pressure from the White House. So here we go. This is good. I think those of you who would say that nothing Joe Biden does is any good, I'm not a fan, but that certainly was a good influence. Whoever was doing the behind the scenes, I'm sure it wasn't Joe Biden, it was probably Blinken or somebody like that, but the Israelis say that the reason that the pressure brought on by this administration to stop fighting and to try to clean everything up, releasing hostages, that sort of thing, that was Netanyahu who gave credit to Biden and his administration. So that's good. In the meantime, a couple of facilities that were tied to the Iranians, you see, these guys are they're the rotten apples behind the scenes. Apparently, they have some control of a portion of Iraq, you know, Iran and Iraq. Remember the Iraq-Iran war? And they tried to, you know, knock each other off, and they actually ended up getting nothing. They fought a war over nothing. Neither of them got any gains that amounted to anything. So yesterday, the U.S. destroyed a couple of facilities that were right on the corner of Iran and Iraq. They were used by the Iranians to try to feed into what the Hamas fighters were doing. So, anyway. I don't know. This stuff is... I'm looking around at some of the things. For example, there's a story about a production company today dropping an actress from a film after she posted what was depicted only as Israeli versions of events. Good God. So they're looking, everybody, if you don't think everybody that is going to hire you is looking at your social media, she did not get the job because of what she posted on her social media. This is
It's the whole people are the guilty by association, that if somebody says something, if you are associated with them in any way, shape, or form, they are going to cost you money. You become guilty as well. If you don't speak out for or against, then people think that you are, they write the narrative of what side you're on. And what we've been talking about too a lot with Israel and Hamas, that if people are acknowledging the casualties and suddenly they're being called Hamas sympathizers, which that's not the case, or anti-Semitic, which not the case. There are people dying on both sides.
But we were talking about guns earlier, I saw this, and I should have tied it to the other story I was talking about with regard to guns. There was a voter-approved gun control law in Oregon that went to court, and the judge says that this, and remember, this was approved at the polls. It's surprising they didn't find this out before the election, but it was approved. Now the judge says it violates the state constitution. Ruling requires people to undergo a criminal background check and complete a gun safety training course before buying a gun. So why is that unconstitutional? I understand the intent of it. I want to know why it's unconstitutional. Why someone would have an, especially Oregon, pretty progressive state, why would they have something like that in their constitution? Huh? Wait, what is more common sense than before you buy a gun, especially looking at some of the recent events of who has guns and how they use them? One of the things in gun safety.
Voters have the power to make amendments to state constitutions. We know this already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not even understanding this. In Kansas this week, a school forced an 8-year-old Native American boy to cut his hair. So the tribe went to the American Civil Liberties Union, and they're representing the case. They have demanded that the school district rescind the policy at the elementary school that bars long hair for boys. It violates state and federal laws. It may not be your choice. You may not like the look, but it's not your business, in essence, right? This kid's from the Wyandotte Nation, attended a tribal gathering geared toward children. He saw a lot of men and young boys with long hair, and he said, oh, you know, I think I should have my hair. Why not? Let's have my hair grow like that. He's 8 years old. But yeah, it might not be my choice, but why is it any of your business?
Right.
Well, that's the question. I mean, back to the other thing, the nonsensical laws that gets passed that are make sense or don't make sense, you know, depending on how they run through the mill, I think that the Oregon gun control law makes a lot of sense. I think this law doesn't make any sense.
And this isn't a private school. It's a public school.
No, it's a public school. Right, exactly. So the ACLU, which is not America's favorite group for sure, said the nation's history of multifaceted efforts to separate natives from their families and tribes to deny them rights of cultural and religious expression makes this particularly problematic. Be interesting to see where this goes. 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. So Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making...
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Half the hour now. This is our social media portion of the hour. Every hour at this time, Jay and I go through, we comb through some of the trending stories on social media or some of the comments that you've made to us by responding to all the social media at Good Day Networks. I guess the primary story that's floating around today is the fate of Sam Altman, who, whether you knew, I never, frankly, knew who this guy was. The chief executive officer of OpenAI, the board tossed him out, and now they've put him back in. So this is kind of interesting. In today, here today, gone tomorrow, back to the next day. So the issue was the whether AI, whether this company, which calls for avoiding AI uses if they harm humanity, if that was practical or not. I think that's one of many issues with this guy. It's the $10 million investment. Microsoft, I think, bought it, didn't it? Yeah, Microsoft bought AI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so anyway, this guy was kicked out after the company board of directors took an overview of what he's doing. And one wonders if this isn't at the behest of guys like Bill Gates, who says he doesn't have anything to do with Microsoft anymore, and I think that's a load of crap. I think he's got a lot to do with it. It's his company. So he may not be active day-to-day and stuff. And I find that those of us who thought Bill Gates was a great guy, maybe not so much. He's become very much a controller, and maybe he's always been that way. I didn't see it. Didn't come out. Some of the stuff is the things that are going on are reminiscent of his heavy hand running Microsoft. Anyway, Altman said rapid deployment of AI allows for stress testing of products and offers the best way to avert considerable harm. I would say, who's going to stress test the products? Is that something that AI is going to test for itself? How do you know? I guess that's where this thing is so confusing. Every bit about artificial intelligence is so confusing.
Well, and there are so many different avenues for it. We've discussed good news stories involving AI where people were healed or that were having trouble finding a medical diagnosis and AI helped. And those are the great stories. And then there are other issues where people are basically having AI do their homework or do their work for them or AI-created, quote-unquote, news that people are sharing as real news when it's completely fake. There's a conversation of the potential harm, speaking in the physical sense, but what about the intellectual sense of harming humans? Because that's a real possibility, and I always go back to, I know it's not solely AI, but Idiocracy, a movie with Luke Wilson in it way back in the day, where he is cryogenically frozen in an government experiment, and it loses funding, they kind of forget about him, then he's unfrozen way in the future, and he's like the smartest man alive.
Really?
Everybody is just so like so reliant on technology and AI that nobody can think for themselves anymore.
Yeah.
And it kind of seems like occasionally social media is doing it. We used to complain that there was a lack of intelligence because not enough access to information. Well, the internet, social media, now there's more access to information, and now that's being deemed
whether it's right or not,
culprit of lack of information. Yeah, and then you have AI that's just creating all of this stuff. It's a lot.
Yeah, sure is. All right, I'm looking at our social media pages at Good Day Show, and you can go to X or you can go to Facebook, Instagram, wherever. The question has been asked and answered well by some. Tell us about something or someone that you're particularly thankful for this year. The one I liked, well, I liked a couple of them. Jeff Tallon said he was thankful for his wonderful wife. Bob Confer said he was thankful for the team at his factory and for our customers. That's cool. Mark Moody said salvation and family. He said, I'm thankful for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Update. It looks like a deal. Israel's full cabinet approving an agreement that would include Hamas terrorists releasing Israeli hostages that have been held since the terrorist attack on October 7th. This comes after an intense 6-hour-long meeting in Tel Aviv. At least 50 women and children will be released by Hamas. In exchange, Israel says it will pause its fighting in Gaza for 4 days. 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and children, currently being held in Israeli jails will also be released. We learned today President Biden will will be leaving Washington, D.C. for the holiday and spending Thanksgiving in Nantucket with family. Turning to the economy, as we approach Hanukkah and Christmas and the gift-giving season, retailers not expecting a record shopping season. USA's John Schaefer.
Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day. Good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Sam and Dave. A nice Thanksgiving sort of a tune. I don't know how many people are going to listen to this at sit down to the meal, but those could be in the ambiance one or another. Let me have a sip of my supper tea, all right?
Supper tea.
Supper tea. You have supper tea and breakfast tea, that sort of thing. I find the supper tea does more for me cleaning out my whatever needs to be cleaned out than breakfast teas. There are all kinds of teas. My daughter is an expert, having gone to school in England She had every tea that you could possibly imagine over there and has become quite a connoisseur of teas. Kind of like Jennifer is of wine. My daughter is of tea. So she sets me in the right direction as to what kind of teas are good for whatever. We're good for what ails you. Here's a story. This fellow, I just was thinking about something. Well, I hope. That sounds like a stupid thing. I was just thinking about something. Well, let's hope I'm thinking about something if I'm going to be talking to people for hours on end every day. Something that was said by somebody who appreciated and was thankful for the things that we talk about and the uplifting mood that we put people in. It isn't always that case because the world is not always uplifting, but you can find stories and good things that can give people a reason to be optimistic about stuff. And so with that, I think of some of the others. This person, well, one of the things that compared me to Dave Ramsey. Dave has a different sort of approach. He's much more biblical and attributes his upliftment to things in the Bible. He has a great evangelical partner in the work that he does, and I think that has to do that's how it plays into his messages that he gives you about money and that sort of thing. And then there's the network called K-Love that probably many of you, are you familiar with that, Jay? I'm sure your father is. K-Love is a national, it's sort of an inspiration. They have a thinly veiled connection to biblical messages, but it is, just because it's from the Bible, for God's sake, that doesn't mean it's bad. Most of the great stuff, the great thinkers, have been quoted, at least in times past, in the Bible. And there have been things that have been written in there that are incomparable in terms of messages of hope and salvation and things like that. So what's wrong with that? I'm not one of the wokest.
Caleb and the fish are the biggest ones.
Yeah, right. Well, the fish is a local ID that gets applied to stations. Like Salem's got a bunch of stations they call the fish. And they have their symbol as infinity. And that looks like a fish, and so, okay. Well, and also from that comes the fish that Jesus found, right? The way that the fish were brought into the story. That's a pretty good story, right? That's a good story to have at Thanksgiving. You know, as much as I don't want to go down the woke path, I'm not going to use the verbiage that I saw. There's a group called Feeding America that's a nonprofit that works with some of these entities that I've just been talking about. They say that this Thanksgiving, 44 million people, including 13 million children in the United States, will be not having a Thanksgiving meal because they are what the wokest call food insecure. That's the new buzzword for people who don't have enough to eat. They are, I think that's, you know, come on, let's call it what it is. They don't have enough to eat. So what are you thinking as you go into Thanksgiving or maybe even into the holiday season? The food that's left over. You know how much food we waste at Thanksgiving? It's god-awful. And so if you know of somebody, maybe in your town, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are activated now, families that have no food, or don't have enough food, they don't have enough money, that sort of thing. And so we talk about the holidays, Thanksgiving especially, you know, do we overdo it? We eat too much because we have too much. But what about all these people? They turn to food banks to help provide what they need for their own sustenance. And sometimes the holiday food banks are more active than others. But there is, if you're looking for a charity that's valuable, check out feedingamerica.org. Okay? Feedingamerica.org. Consider spreading the kindness. So, I mean, sometimes they say for $1.90 you can feed a family. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever you can give, maybe even better to the local food bank that you have. I know it's probably, quote unquote, easier to go to a website, feedingamerica.org, and send them some money. But if you've got a local, and most communities these days have a food bank, must have one in Cleveland, right? Well, you are all over.
Yeah, I think everywhere does. And there's also not even just food banks, but you can find people in your own community who might need a little bit of help or assistance if you have some extras, some leftovers, not only for Thanksgiving, but nextdoor.com is a great website to go to where people can post for help, or if they know of a family who might be able to need a little bit of assistance, or if you know that you are going to have some extras, you can post about it and help people get different things they want, whether it is food or maybe some donations to get medication that they can't afford. Different things, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to like this. This is from the Doug's Around the World bin. People in Australia today are voting for two things. They're voting on four names for the country's first spaceship to go to the moon. All right, Australia is going to get on the game like Japan has and China has and Russia has and America has and the European Space Alliance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what's different. They're also going to get to vote on who the astronauts will be. Who are going. It's not like NASA. Yeah, it is kind of. They've all been trained. They're from a list, but instead of, like, my friend Jay Honeycutt, God love him, I have to call him and wish him a happy Thanksgiving. He's a wonderful man. He ran NASA, the space shuttle, the Cape for years, and he's still with us, thank heavens. Really wonderful guy. Lives down there, still loves to be involved in what's going on the Cape. But he was the person who picked the first astronauts. His job when he first got there was to, he was a personnel guy, and he went out and selected Alan Shepard and John Glenn and all of these guys that were the first astronauts. He chose them. So I think about that, how they, you know, they were all pilots and they all had experience flying and stuff. So I'm sure the people in Australia have the same training, but they put them, you know, when they were selected, Jay would, when it got, you know, higher up the food chain, he had to go to the people that were running as the, here are the choices, you know, we got this guy, we got that guy, and here's who I choose if I, you know, if it was my decision. So in this case, they've taken it out of the hands of the people running the Australian Space Agency and put it in the hands of the voter. I thought it was kind of cute, actually. Okay, now, we have a, this is one of those, What did you say? A Texas woman has received a lifetime ban. She can never, ever, ever, ever again go on a carnival cruise. Okay, so did she slap somebody, push somebody overboard? She beat somebody up? Did she, you know, hit somebody with a ball? What did she do? She ingested, actually, I don't even know that she got that far. When she got on the ship somehow or other, CBD gummies were found in her luggage.
That she uses to help herself with sleep. We're not talking THC. We're talking CBD.
I take CBD gummies every night when I go to bed.
Yeah.
What are you, nuts?
And they were searching for what they figured out, but they, when she was going through security at the port to even like get onto the ship or whatever, they found something else and had to go through her bag, and that's when they found the gummies. They didn't even notice the gummies originally.
You gotta be nuts.
And they were like, "Do you have a doctor's prescription for these?" And she's like,
"It's none of your business.
Not illegal. Like,
no." What a bunch of stupidos at Carnival. I've often thought Carnival was the worst of the cruise lines. Now I pretty much have that solidified in my head. What a bunch of dopes. Really. And to have all of this, I think they threw her off and they didn't even give her her money back, but eventually her lawyer got the money back.
Completely banned. Well, and here's the kicker. So, pretty much all of the states allow CBD. Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota are the only three that CBD is illegal, but you can have medical exemption. It's not like she was chartering the Carnival cruise ship out of Idaho, Nebraska, or South Dakota.
What a bunch of stupidos. Ay, 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 ay. Unga bunga. All right. Here's the another Walmart story. This is the portion of the hour, folks, that you're not thankful for. There's a mother who's facing charges today after a youngster fired a gun in Walmart, in a Walmart store. Right?
I believe this lady's 2 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years old.
Got the unlocked gun out of the handbag.
Yeah. Right. And fired it. Ay, 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 ay. Anyway, he had a minor injury to his forehead because the gun went back and hit him in the head.
Yeah, the kickback of it.
What kind of a... This woman shouldn't have this child. The child should be put up for adoption or something.
This woman should not have a gun. And I don't make that statement as in, like, oh, nobody should have guns. Negligent gun owners should not have guns. Why was the gun just in the purse, within reach of the child, completely unlocked?
Mm-hmm. All right, cranberries. You want to talk about cranberries? I think cranberries would be more fun. Talking about baby shooting up a Walmart. If you have never, go back to sleep now. It's not the most exciting thing to explore the life cycle of a cranberry. But maybe just for fun,
let's do it.
Yeah. Cranberries have been around for a long time. I know more about them because they're native to Massachusetts, where the mass holes are. And so we have lots of holes in the ground where cranberries grow. Matter of fact, they've been growing here for tens of thousands of years, and the natives consider them a delicacy. That's why they were at the first Thanksgiving, that first meal. Apparently, they go back to the Ice Age. They've been around for a while. They grow in those little cavities between the rocks. And then fast forward to when the American natives consumed cranberries. They called them Sassmanaquash, or something like that. I don't know if that's an Indian name. It meant numerous forms. They ate it. They made dyes with it. They used it as a natural healer for wounds. It had all kinds of health benefits, as it does today. They made their version of the cranberry energy bar. Isn't that funny? We think of energy bars as something, okay, in the last 25 or 30 years we've had energy bars. But apparently they used the cranberries and put them together in some sort of a mash, and it hardened, and they ate them. Now, what I want to know is where the cranberry came from. Where the name cranberry came from. A lot of different names have described them. By the way, England has a lot of bogs as well, just like we here in the Northeast do. But I don't know. That's a question I'm asking. I'd like maybe we post it just for the heck of it, because we're talking about cranberries and it's appropriate to talk about them. Cranberry Day started on the internet about 10 years or so ago. So let's find out where cranberry got its name, shall we? 48 after here on Good Day.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool. Look at you go, Mom. This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guess who's here, boys and girls? It's your favorite, our favorite, he's my favorite anyway, Warren Eckstein, who is the animal lover's best friend here in our country and all over the world. So here's some good news as we start our Thanksgiving visit together. Warren, the Coast Guard has carried a couple and their dog to safety. They were out in a sailboat. The sailboat was hurt down the Gulf of Mexico, and apparently the porthole on the side of it blew out, started letting water into the boat. And so the Coast Guard went out and they rescued the couple. The dog was trying to rescue them. It was interesting because the dog was in the water already trying to get to them, which I thought was kind of it's a wonderful tribute to the dog, and also good for the Coast Guard that they were able to save all three of them.
What a great story.
A priority. Yeah, it is a great story.
Super.
All right, not such a good story. The warnings that come today with the advent of Thanksgiving and what people are dumb enough to let their dogs and cats eat. So let's go through our annual warning, the list of things that dogs should not be anywhere near in terms of food.
All right, you're sitting there, and this is going to take a while. Let's start out
Help
with
yourself.
Turkey
bone. 4 minutes.
Turkey bone, skin, and gravy. Ham. No stuffing. No casseroles. No cream peas. No alcoholic beverages. No foods with spices.
Wait a second. Who do you know that gives their dog alcohol?
No, no. See, you laugh.
I can't imagine you being that stupid.
No, people will put down a beer or put down a drink on a table. A dog will come over and drink it, especially now. You know, they put all kinds of fruity stuff in drinks. So, yeah, it's definitely no alcohol. Yeah. All right. All right. Now, let me find where I was. All right. So, no food with spices, no fatty foods, no grapes, no raisins, no chocolate, no cookies, no pies, no desserts, no onions, no chives, no scallions, no garlic, no butter, no sour cream, no salt and pepper. That being said, here's some things you can give your dog. A little white turkey meat, no skin. Avoid the turkey together if it's seasoned. Raw carrots and apples are absolutely great. You can give a little sweet potato, but provided it's not, you know, filled with sugar in a pie or anything, and anything with added ingredients. So there goes. Have a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
So I give my Daisy a carrot every day, and after I have an apple every day, and I save some of it for her. And she has four or five good bites out of an apple and eats it like a human. She goes around and just eats nuts.
There you go.
Away at it.
I've convinced my guys, Molly and Willie, from the day I got them, I convinced them that carrots were liver. So if I say you want some liver and I give them a carrot, they're happy. So that's the way
it is. Fine. Yeah, exactly. All right. Now, on the other side of things also, I've got page after page after page of information that I just found on this illness in dogs that's spreading all over the country, like a cough, respiratory illness in dogs. As I said, it's been reported around here in New Hampshire.
Even in California, a lot of cases in Oregon. But there are some things you need to know. Number one, make sure your dogs are up to date on vaccinations, including influenza, Bordetella, parainfluenza. Keep contact with other dogs real limited. Taking a dog to like the dog park or the groomer or pet stores may not be a good idea right now. If boarding a dog or bringing them to a groomer, check to ensure they're up to date, as I said, on vaccinations. No communal water dishes, and as I said, reduce contact with large numbers. And if you notice any coughing or your dog becomes a little lethargic, get to the vet right away, because this is a respiratory disease, which simply means it spreads from dog to dog to dog just by being near each other.
Well, is it like kennel croup? I remember when we when Meredith and I were together, we adopted Millie, and she had the first night we had her, she was very sick. I thought she was going to die. And brought her to the vet. She stayed there 3 days, and they said she had kennel croup, and that often happens in these rescue situations where they don't know where the dogs have come from. They put them in cages next to each other. So they're trying to do a good thing for sure at these places, but also they need to be aware of what's the treatment for this. I guess that would be the question. If people find their dog has it, what do they do?
I believe the treatment is just basically putting them on antibiotics and anything else they would do for your flu, unless they, you know, fevers and things like that. But the bottom line is, I was at a place the other day, an event the other day, where there were like 50, 60 dogs all running around, and there was no one who really said, are all those dogs vaccinated? So that's now they're starting to set up, and there's one in Santa Monica. They're setting up dog parks where people actually pay to become a member. And if you're a member of the dog park, I don't know if I'm good or bad, but the member dog, you have to prove that the dog's vaccinated, who your veterinarian is, up to date on everything that they need to be up to date on. So I don't know if that's the wave of the future, but now paid doggy parks, first one opened up right here in Santa Monica, 2 blocks from my home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know where you mean. There's another dog park closer down to the beach. It's kind of a fun place. I used to take Charlotte there all the time. She chased all the big dogs around. It's a lot of fun. This is important for dog owners all across the country to pay attention to what Warren has to say. I'm sure you'll find these warnings posted at thepetshow.com, which is Warren's website. Check that out. Check out the show every weekend on one of these same stations to carry a good day. It's The Pet Show with Warren Eckstein here on The Good Day Show with Doug and Jay.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.